check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details. It speaks to me. The words she gives me,
they're all empty. If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for the program, when I and host Nate go over a collection of post-punk, post-rock, experimental, electronic, hip-hop, noise, shoegaze, and all types of music, and with a new theme and guest every week. It is the worst show on the radio.
Welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name is Daniel Werewolf, and we have an hour of Halloween-themed music. It is that time of year. The costumes are coming out. We had our witch's hat and devil's horns out this past weekend for a neighbor's Halloween party. And in fact, devils and witches seem to be the most popular costumes this year. So let's begin with some scary-themed music. And we'll begin with some devil-related music. And we'll start with the jazz classic Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. In two versions I will play back-to-back, one by the great jazz trumpeter Donald Byrd, who died at the age of 80 in 2013, and from an album called In Memoriam, His Greatest Cuts. Then we will follow that with the American vocalist Tierney Sutton and her band from their album I'm With the Band, two versions of Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Just heard two versions of Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, the first from the late trumpeter Donald Byrd, the second from Tierney Sutton and her band. We will stick with Satan, Lord of the Underworld, for our next couple of tracks, and the two I'm going to play now are the first by the great pianist Ahmad Jamal, who died just about 18 months ago at the age of 92, and we will hear from his album Nature, the Essence, Part 3, his The Devil's in My Den. We'll follow that up with another pianist, the great Ramsey Lewis, and his trio with a more familiar classic, Old Devil Moon. So first Ahmad Jamel, then Ramsey Lewis.
Thank you.
That was the Ramsey Lewis Trio and Old Devil Moon, preceded by Ahmad Jamal and Devils in My Den. We'll have more from Satan in the second half of the show, but gotta give some other little scary monsters a bit of a look in. So let's have a short track before the break, and we will go to the musical trio, vocal trio, Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross from an album called 30s and 40s Era Halloween, Volume 2. Here is Halloween Spooks, and I will be back with more scary music after some public service announcements and a station break here on Dark Glasses on CFRC with Daniel Werewolf.
Is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Welcome back to the Halloween edition of Dark Glasses here on CFRC. We are still three nights away from trick-or-treating, but hopefully this selection of Halloween-themed and monster, devil, witch, and warlock-themed music will put you in the mood as you ready your costumes, buy your treats, and decorate your homes for Thursday night. So let us have some ghosts, and we will go back again to the 30s and 40s, and the great band leader Cab Calloway. This again from 30s and 40s era Halloween Volume 2. Here's Cab Calloway and The Ghost of Smokey Joe. And we'll follow that up with the great Louis Armstrong and Skeleton in the Closet. Cab Calloway and then Louis Armstrong.
You didn't see me climb through the window. Nobody had to open that door. I just climbed right through the wall, and I want you one and all to stand aside and let me have the floor. Take a look, I'm not such a stranger. Here's the face you cookies all ought to know. You can tell me I'm not wanted, but the joint will still be haunted, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Remember when I kicked the bucket in my mansion up on Stryver's Row? When they came and took me off in a $1 zillion coffin, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Tell me, do you remember Minnie?
Yeah, we remember Minnie.
That frail I never found. You never recognize your Minnie. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I've got a date on my estate down in Hades. Call my chariot so I can go. And should the boot you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey Joe. Yes, I remember Minnie, she's that frill I never found. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? Come and tell it so I can go. And should the boots you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey. He did.
Mansion on an old forgotten road where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party in a manner a la mode, and they cordially invited all the gang out at a dark, bewitching hour. When the fun was loud and hearty, a notorious wallflower became the life of the party. The spooks were having their midnight fling. Mary Megan was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful trance when the skeleton in the closet started to shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. Now all the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped their broomsticks when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such an earthly laughter or such hilarious groan when the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones.
just heard two giants of classic jazz. First of all, Cab Calloway with The Ghost of Smokey Joe, followed by Louis Armstrong and Skeleton in the Closet. Now, let's go back to the devil for a bit, but not jazz, in this case, some blues. Now, there's been a long association of blues musicians with the devil. The great Robert Johnson is thought to have derived his prodigious guitar skill from a pact with the devil, having met him while on the road with his guitar. I'm not going to play Johnson today, but I am going to play a more recent blues artist, and that is Long John Hunter, who died just about 10 years ago. And here he is from his 1998 album, Ride With Me, and Dream About the Devil. Long John Hunter.
Sleeping, stressed out on the floor. I heard somebody knocking, knocking at my door. Must have been the devil. Oh, it must have been the devil. Had a dream about the devil, and the devil had a dream about me. Talking all out of my head. Things have got so bad, you know that I wish that I was dead. Must have been the devil. Oh, it must have been the devil. Had a dream about the devil, and the devil had a dream about me. We'll be right back.
bluesman Long John Hunter and Dream About the Devil. Let's have something that is neither jazz nor blues. Hard to describe. It really seems almost modern classical. But it's from one of my favorite limited series of the last couple of years on television, and that is Station 11, based on the wonderful novel by Canadian novelist Emily St. John Mandel. And the soundtrack for that is very good, most of it by Dan Romer. Here we hear Romer's composition from Station 11, simply entitled The Monster. That was Dan Romer's composition, The Monster, from the limited series Station 11 from 2022. Let's have a haunted house now, but from, again, the 30s and 40s era Halloween compilation. Here's the screen star, actress, singer, and dancer Betty Grable, Haunted House.
Halloween.
Darn if your face is false.
Jump on your broom like a witch. Go and toss all your gloom in the ditch. Go out on the street for a trick or a treat.
You're a cinch to strike it rich.
Halloween, Halloween. All other holidays fall between.
The night of All Hallows,
so light up the tallow and make it a bright Halloween.
Owls and bats, howls from cats, may scare the buttons right off your spats. We'll now go dramatic with ghosts from the attic and make it a bright Halloween.
Thank you.
Haunted House by Betty Grable, the great actress of the 30s and 40s and pinup model. Let's go to her slightly younger contemporary, Catherine Laverne Starks, much better known by her stage name, which was Kay Starr. Kay Starr was born in 1922, lived till 2016, and she was a singer mainly of the 1940s and 50s. And interestingly, she was of both Iroquois and Irish heritage, and coming from Oklahoma, she later claimed Cherokee and Choctaw descent as well. She began singing in childhood and had a career that took her into pop and country, as well as jazz. Let's hear Kay Starr singing The Headless Horseman.
Now gather round while I lose a date on what goes on when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for a jamboree. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes. Some have fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. And some don't even bother to wear their skin.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a fearful sight just to see what goes on in the night.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with a fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin right in his hand, demons take one look and groan.
And they hit the road for parts unknown.
Well, there's no rage like a spook that's burned.
The ghost don't like him, and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
Well, I'll show them that I can get ahead.
Do, do, wow, 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 wow. So close all the windows.
Lock all the doors.
Unless you're careful, why he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause you whip your top if it will fit.
He likes them little, he likes them big. Put him in the middle or wear a wig.
Black or white.
The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, 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 and a clippity-clop.
Why, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. Cause you can't reason with a headless man.
With a hip, hip, hop, and a clippity-clop. Look out!
We know what we're talking about. Believe me. You better watch your cues, but take a look at the people who ignored the old good book. Change your ways, you'll find it pays, cause you can't be a haint if you ain't kinda crazed, I guess you'd say. Take our word, we know what we're talking about. You know, this is a pretty spooky thing we're doing here. You don't mind if I turn on another light, do you? Hmm?
Kay Starr and the Headless Horseman. We will close out today's Halloween edition with some Latin jazz from none other than Jane Bennett and the Spirits of Havana. This is from Jane's compilation album, Mundo, The World of Jane Bennett. And here is El Diablo. Yes, we're back to the devil to close out today's show. And this features Y Los Naranjos of Cienfuegos, Jane Bennett.
Ayer hablé como un hombre de diente de oro y me pienso casar. Ayer hablé como un hombre de diente de oro y me pienso casar. Rostro, sofá, y vocablo, su agua, esta figura te van a embaucar. Cuidado, tenga hermanita, que si hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar. Cuidado, tenga hermanita, que si hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar. Ayer hablé como un hombre de diente de oro y me pienso casar. Ayer hablé como un hombre de diente de oro y me pienso casar. Rostro, sofá y vocablo, su apuesta figura te van a embaucar. Cuidado, ten hermanita, que si hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar. Cuidado, ten hermanita, que si hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar.
El diablo tonto.
Bennett and the Spirits of Havana and El Diablo. And that will do it for today's pre-Halloween edition of Dark Glasses on CFRC. I hope you have a great time this week. Days are getting shorter and shorter. In fact, by the time you hear this show again, the clocks will have gone back. So we'll get an extra hour of sleep next weekend. And by that point, Halloween will be in the rearview mirror, and the decorations for another holiday coming up in late December will start going up. In fact, I've seen some already. You've been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Werewolf.